Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
Lord has made.
And we will.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
In God. Mm-hmm. Rejoice in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hey, here it is on this Thursday morning. Rejoice in what? The work of the Lord. God is always what? Working. Mm-hmm. He never stops working. Therefore, it's time for us to rejoice in what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Can we open up our eyes through faith and see the goodness of God, the works of God, the greatness of God? God is good.
All the time.
Yes.
And all the time.
I'm going to say amen. This Thursday morning, I'm going to give a big shout of amen.
All this week, we're continuing the topic, faith that endures. So today, specifically, we'll be talking about enduring faith keeps looking to Jesus. We must keep looking to Jesus. Our faith is rooted in Jesus Christ. It is rooted in the Word of God.
Yes.
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God after he endured some things. He endured some physical hardship. He endured some people slandering him. He endured some people not believing in what he was sent to do. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. Well, what did he have to be ashamed about? Nothing. He despised the shame that was on mankind.
Yes.
So he comes now as the solution. He comes now as the Passover lamb provided by God for atonement for all sin. And that's all sin once and for all, for all. So after Jesus goes to the cross, there is no longer need for the shedding of blood in order for us to be in relationship with God. In the Old Testament, they used to have to come year by year. But now our sin is not before us. Our sin is behind us because the ransom has been paid through Jesus Christ. So enduring faith looks on to Jesus. It doesn't look on to our works. It doesn't look on to our circumstances, but it looks on to Jesus. So when we start feeling like our faith needs a little booster, we need to come to the Word of God and begin to read, declare out loud what the Word of God says about us and what the Word of God says about our situation and what the Word of God says about our victory that we have. So enduring faith looks on to Jesus. And Pastor said something so great when he was teaching this on Sunday. Fear loses its grip when we endure.
Yeah.
Fear, it loses its grip. It cannot continue to hold us. When we endure and we're looking on to Jesus, fear got to let you slide right out of that bondage, of that stronghold, of the grip of fear. Why? Because you're increasing in faith.
Yeah.
So think about that. If you're holding something and that something begins to increase, you can't keep a hold of it anymore in your hand. If you have your hand totally wrapped around something slim and then it begins to expand, it begins to grow and it bursts out of the circumference of your hand, you can no longer hold it. So instead of us being, you know, gripped by fear, being held, when we continue to increase in faith, it has no choice. Fear has no choice except to release its grip.
Yes. And let's stay in that verse there, Pastor Dan, because we can unpack the truth out of that verse. It's like a bubble gum. We can chew it and get all the juice out of it. Notice, Jesus endured what? Rejection. Jesus endured suffering. Jesus endured all of the what he went through on the cross. We know that, the passion. If you watch a passion play, you see what he endured. Why? He focused now. Well, don't miss this part. He focused on something, on the joy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He was, you see, all of this was going on. But where Jesus' focus was on?
The joy.
That lay ahead of him. So you got to see something greater than the suffering that you're going through, the trial. Jesus put his eyes on the joy which was ahead of him. So he was going through all this, but he know the end is going to be what? Good. He know the end is joy. He taking all this because at the end, it's all going to be all good. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go ahead.
He was seeing something that they could not
see.
How is he seeing it? He's seeing it by the Spirit.
He was telling
his disciple, he was telling people close to him that this wasn't going to be the end, but they could not see that yet. All they saw was the despair, that they could not see what he saw.
Hallelujah.
He saw something different. Right. He saw something beyond.
Yeah.
So he didn't see it as the end. Even when Jesus was presenting himself after the resurrection and he was presenting himself back to the disciples and he was engaging in conversation, they did not recognize him at first. Why? Because the last Jesus that they saw was all tore up, busted, and disgusted on the cross.
Yeah.
So when he's standing next to them and he's talking to them and he's in his glorified body and he doesn't look the same, when he looks like what he knew was going to transpire, but they didn't see anything past the cross. They didn't recognize him until he then began to share the word with them, and then it would bear witness in their spirit and they would realize, wait, oh yeah, he did tell us this,
but they
weren't able to see it. See, they don't ever deny having the information.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any revelation of the information that they had received until after the resurrection. Well, Jesus had the revelation of what was said by God before the crucifixion.
Yeah.
So he saw something different. He saw the end.
Yeah.
Even though they had the same experience on the crucifixion, that's not where Jesus' eyes were. He wasn't just only in that sole moment of the crucifixion. He was seeing past that. And in verse 3 in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul." So when we start to feel the weight of the world and we begin to feel weary and discouraged, and it says a specific word, it says soul. Doesn't say in your spirit.
Yeah.
It says in your soul. Well, what's our soul? It's our mind, our emotions, our feelings, our logical reasoning. It says when you become weary and discouraged in your soul, we must consider now Jesus, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself. And in verse 4 reminds us, you have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin. So you haven't done. You know, sometimes we feel like, you know, sin takes everything out of us. Life takes everything out of us. Well, not really. If we do it in comparison to what Jesus, he experienced, and then through the cross, through the resurrection, through the ascension, through the release of the Holy Spirit into the earth, Jesus said greater things that we will be able to do because we have the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit. So we have to, you know, weigh our circumstance in comparison to the word of God. And when we do that, then we see that our circumstance is really small, that our circumstances, we are more than able to overcome them if we continue by faith and don't take the escape route from our faith.
And so we must, this is a must. We must endure to the end because the reward is not in the middle. The reward is not at the beginning. The reward is at the end. So we must endure to the end. We have to fight the good fight of faith until the end comes. not give way. What's supposed to give way? Fear is supposed to give way. Fear is supposed to lose its grip when we are looking unto Jesus. Because we no longer looking at our circumstances. We're looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And the reward there is greater than the trials or the testing that we're going through. I do many, many tests when I was studying for my degree. And while I'm taking the test, you know what I look at, Diane? The end result.
Yeah.
I wasn't so much concerned about those questions. I was always saying, man, I'm going to get a 90. I want a 90. That was what motivated me taking that test. I need a 90. I want a 90 because that's an A grade there. And the reward of that A grade, that pushes me. So all the fear and the anxiety is leaving me and I'm zeroing to the end. Okay? So I am, my whole concentration is on what I'm doing here, looking at the end result, because at the end result is where my joy is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The expectation.
My expectation.
The expectation.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes. Their expectations do not disappoint.
No.
In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, it says, "Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. And his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him." So a lot of times we want the reward, but we don't want to put forth the work. And it tells us the reward is with Jesus and his work is before him. So in order to operate where we want to be, we have to be working together with God.
Yeah.
We're operating by faith, enduring faith in order to get toward this reward.
Yeah.
What's the reward? Sometimes people think, oh, well, the reward is money or the reward is influence. No, the reward is total fulfillment of the word of God.
I succeed.
Total fulfillment of the word of God. That is the reward. That's the wholeness
that
we desire.
Yeah, you win. Total fulfillment. I love that. That's the reward. It's not the money. It's not that you endure to the end.
Yeah. You fulfilled your part. And each person fulfilling their part together brings forth the totality of God's design, his expectation in the earth. You know, when they were going through the parable of the talents, he said to them, enter into the joy of your Lord. When you're working and you're using your gifts and talents, make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.